the halachas of simanim. We said you can return an aveda to three things. One of them is simanim. What is defined as a simon? So there are three levels of simanim which are described in the poskim. What is known as a simon muvik, a definite valid simon, a simon beinoni, and a simon which is not considered valid. Something which is not considered valid would be a color, something which is common to other objects of this sort, etc. So for instance, well, I lost something like this, it says something which is common, that's not going to prove something. It's a long thing, it's a short thing. If it given a, tell you it's 12 inches long, so that's considered a, if that's not a very common number, that would be considered a simon beinoni. And that's valid in halacha to return an aveda. A simon muvik is something which will be specifically only for this thing. There's a stain in a specific spot, there's a hole in a specific spot, the person's name is on it, etc. Those are the type of things which clearly are unique to this item, and that we evaluate simon derisa according to all opinions. What about the place where you found it? Is that considered a simon? The place where you found it is only considered a simon if the object was put there. So the object is put there, why are you taking it as an aveda? There's a situation where a person puts something down, but it's not safe anymore. So you should take it as an aveda, it's not safe. But he can give you the simon because he can tell you where it was put. Except if this is a normal place to put that type of object. What about in regards to the amount? I find that there's three of something, five of something. I find a pane of stamps and there's three stamps left on the pane. A person would find the container which has safety pins in it and there's X amount of safety pins in it. Those type of things would not be a valid simon of minyan because people don't usually keep an idea of how many that is. Therefore, they're going to be miyayis. Either they don't know, and even if they don't know, they don't think you know that they know. So therefore, they're going to be miyayis. It's not a valid simon. But something, if you have a minyan which would not be common, that would be considered a valid simon. In other words, any type of simon which the person himself would not really know it, notice it. Let's say there's a scratch on it, but the owner himself might have not noticed that scratch. It's a very good simon. They don't usually have that scratch, but he didn't notice it. He's not going to notice it either. It's not considered a simon either. And the nafkamina of all of these things is, if I find it, do I have to hold on to it to return it? Because I say, wow, there's something extraordinary there. Yeah, but he didn't notice it properly, so he'll be miyayish. I don't have to return it in that situation. So those are examples of valid and invalid simonim. And every Shabbat, good morning.